This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Cherry Hill Volvo team compliments you for choosing the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us, and our team is eager to establish a relationship with you, the Scioli listener. Contact Cherry Hill Volvo.
All right, I'm so happy to welcome back to the program Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, who represents the 14th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. Congressman, this spending bill that Pelosi's behind, I'm terrified of this thing. Good morning.
Good morning, Rich. Thanks for having me back on, and please call me Guy.
All right, Guy, fine. I'm terrified of this thing, Guy.
I am too. And you know what? Everyday Americans should be as well. This is basically a socialist takeover, and I'll explain that, but it's really a far left liberal wish list. We're talking 1,800 pages or over 1,800 pages, $3 trillion in spending. They want to change our election laws. They want to bail out mismanaged pension plans. They want tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires in blue states. I mean, this entire bill is a mess. And just to give you an idea how bad it is, the far-left Democrats want to extend the $600 additional unemployment benefit payment. And that's $600 a week on top of unemployment. They want to extend that to 2021. That's going to really lag our economy. They also want illegal immigrants to get economic impact payments and illegal immigrants to get $500 per each dependent, which would actually draw in more illegal immigration. And I need to add this. They want to have really a federal takeover of election laws. They want to mandate mail-in voting. They want to have same-day voter registration. And worse yet, they want to prevent states from enforcing their voter ID laws. We should all be concerned over this bill.
Yeah, Guy, you know, this is something the Democrats have wanted for a long time, this whole mail-in ballot thing. And they're using this bill to push it. I also can't believe in this massive spending that Pelosi's talking about. She tries to claim that it's all related to COVID-19. She tries to, but it's not, though. There's so many other aspects of this. Yet she says to the reporters yesterday, oh, no, everything in this bill, it's all just to help the people, our first responders and doctors and the victims and everybody else. I mean, that's just not true.
Rich, I'll give you an example of how ridiculous that statement is. There is a requirement that the marijuana industry report on diversity in their industry. That has nothing to do with COVID-19. And in fact, the word cannabis appears 68 times, and that's more than healthcare, tests, or patients in this bill. So if you just look at cannabis and how that is featured prominently, and again, that has nothing to do with COVID-19. That is not even to start the election law changes. So yes, this is not some narrowly tailored bill that just helps the COVID-19 crisis. This is truly an attempt at a socialist takeover of states' election laws. And again, a bailout to millionaires and billionaires in blue states. And that is the SALT deduction, where you would allow people in blue states to deduct those high taxes. And who carries the burden of that then? People in low tax states, red states. So we got to carry their water. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
What about the surveillance aspects of this bill? I've heard a lot of people talk about that too, that this bill just winds up creating even more government surveillance over all of us.
Well, I'm still working through the bill and that aspect of the bill and surveillance, but there is a lot of government control. When what they're doing is they're not incentivizing rehiring. They're giving payments to individuals to stay at home and work and get unemployment compensation rather than getting back to work as we open back up. They're also doing nothing to remove unnecessary regulations that are killing jobs. So that's really troublesome to me, is they're moving in the opposite direction. And again, when you start talking about having diversity reporting in the marijuana industry, that is way too far in terms of going astray of COVID-19 and the response to that.
I read also, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, that part of this bill would include inspector general protections, which is clearly a shot at the White House.
Yes.
What does protecting an inspector general have to do with COVID-19?
Well, the Democrats have hung their hats on these inspector generals, and there's an argument to make under constitutional law that IGs are actually unconstitutional because they're not beholden to Congress and they're not beholden to the executive branch. They're kind of these free floating radicals in our government system, which the framers never intended. But that's neither here nor there. But they want to beef up these protections of the IGs. And if you remember back in with Mueller, it was Mueller that really created a lot of problems for the White House and made a lot to do about nothing, and then got destroyed before the Judiciary Committee. I was there to witness that and take part of it. So they want to hang all this on the IG so they can harass and annoy this White House and continue to message that the White House and President Trump, that they're doing something nefarious. When the president has done a great job in this response, he was the one that wanted to shut down travel from China and Europe in the early days of this and was called a racist and a xenophobe. And now the media is criticizing him for not shutting down travel from these countries earlier, despite the fact that Nancy Pelosi went to Chinatown, said, come here, come out, everybody come out together, we have nothing to worry about. And then she tried to have a bill to block the president from shutting down travel from China and Europe.
Guy, I also noticed that there's a lot of funding in here for the arts and humanities. The National Endowment for the Arts would get $10 million more. More money for this, more money for that. I mean, what are we getting for all this? All this spending that she's proposing here, $3 trillion. What is the average person who's dealing with this pandemic, this crisis? What are they really going to get out of this?
They're getting nothing but more national debt. And when we carry a debt, we carry a deficit, that's actually just another form of taxation on future generations of workers. And frankly, workers of today, they're going to be working 10, 20 years from now, like myself. We need to focus any kind of package on where it's needed. If small businesses need more PPP, if we need to have more EIDL grants and loans to make sure businesses can still keep employees on their payroll, then we should do that. If hospitals need more money, let's take a look at that. But the money has not been fully dispersed from the third phase and from phase 3.5, and that's when we bolstered payments to small businesses. So if the money has not run out of previous programs, why are we coming back for a fourth phase that is clearly just a huge giveaway? And when I say it's $2 to $3 trillion, and I'm sorry, it's actually $3 trillion, that's even bigger than the last package that was passed. And that last package was 9% of our total GDP. You cannot sustain spending like that into the future.
Yeah, Pelosi slipped when she was talking to Jake Tapper, and she said if we would need a ton of money to do all the things that we want to do. I mean, the Democrats are clearly using this opportunity now to try to get their socialist utopian wish list put through. The environment's a big factor in this, too. I was trying to understand that, why they would put in an EPA study on pollution and health into this bill, $50 million to the EPA to do environmental justice grants. I mean, come on with
right.
this nonsense
That's
already.
Expensive. Tax incentives to windmill too. You know, they don't live in reality, or at least we don't currently live in their reality, because their reality is some socialist utopia that is not attainable. The reality is this: because we have oil and gas, natural gas here in the United States, we've actually reduced our carbon emissions. So instead of making it easier for those that are in the fracking industry to actually produce a clean, reliable energy source in natural gas, they want to punish that sector and instead divert to wind and solar, which is just not feasible at this point. It's about 1% of our total energy, maybe 2%, depending on what studies you look at. And if you look at it, we've reduced our CO2 emissions through natural gas, yet they want to penalize natural gas. It's truly perverse. And all these give outs and all these handaways, all this debt, it actually hurts us come back from an economic recovery, because you disincentivize workers to go back to their businesses, and you disincentivize businesses from actually conducting business and expanding, because you burden them with taxation and over-regulation, which is, again, just a form of drag on the economy.
What about the people that really do need help? I mean, there's a lot of small businesses out there that are just they're dying, especially, look, Pennsylvania. I mean, your state, Guy Reschenthaler, you got businesses there. They still cannot open up. Governor Tom Wolf, I think he's acting like an authoritarian the way he's just have these absolute lockdowns. What can they expect? What can they get? I mean, for a lot of them now, this may be the end for them in terms of their business. This may be the absolute end.
we need to get Americans and Pennsylvanians back to work. The governor in Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf, has had some of the most draconian measures on small businesses, while at the same time requiring nursing homes to take in residents that have COVID-19. So we actually expose our most vulnerable populations to COVID-19 and penalize small businesses. It's time for Pennsylvanians to get back to work. We can reopen in a thoughtful, nuanced way and give hope to people. Because when these businesses open up, the fundamentals are still the same in the economy. We can get people to work right away. But the wrong thing to do is what this act does that Pelosi wants, and that is to offer all these payments, these bailouts to states and local governments, because then the governors will continue to act like petty tyrants and keep these states shut down, crushing their revenue because their economy will sink, and they'll turn around to the federal government for a handout. And here's the real, they love the term quid pro quo. Remember, we heard about that.
Heard a lot about it. Well, and you as a member of the House Judiciary Committee, you heard a lot of, probably heard of it more than anybody.
Yes. And let me tell you about Nancy Pelosi's quid pro quo. So in this bill, she does want to give a bailout to states and local governments. But in return in this bill, if you support it, it's a federal takeover of their election law. Like I said, you would have to mandate mail-in voting. You'd have to have same-day voter registration. And the states would be prevented from enforcing voter ID laws. So that's the real quid pro quo.
Yeah, there's no doubt this is a takeover by them if they get their way. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, Pennsylvania's 14th District. Always appreciate your time, my friend. Guy, keep up the good fight, okay? Please do.
Likewise, Rich. Take care.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.